No deseo quitarte el orgullo que te has ganado. Solo tu pena y tu dolor. Que con todo ese sufrimiento siempre hay un mañana. Abre tu corazón.
Technically, it's a phenomenon of sleep, but you can have so much damn fun in your dreams. And of course, everyone knows fun rules.
Yeah.
So what was going on in your dream?
A lot of people, a lot of talking. You know, some of it was kind of absurdist, like in a strange movie or something.
Most of it's just people going off about whatever, really intensely. I woke up wondering, where did all this stuff come from?
You can't control that, you know.
Do you have these dreams all the time?
Hell yeah, I'm always gonna make the best of it. But the trick is, you gotta realize that you're dreaming in the first place. You gotta be able to recognize it. You gotta be able to ask yourself, hey man, is this a dream? See, most people never ask themselves that when they're awake, or especially when they're asleep. Seems like everyone's sleepwalking through their waking state or wake walking through their dreams. Either way, they're not going to get much out of it.
The thing that snapped me into realizing I was dreaming was my digital clock. I couldn't really read it. It's like the circuitry was all screwed up or something.
Yeah, that's real common. And small print of material is pretty tough, too. Very unstable. Another good tip-off is trying to adjust light levels. You can't really do that. If you see a light switch nearby, turn it on and off and see if it works. That's one of the few things you can't do in a lucid dream. What the hell, I can fly around, have an interesting conversation with Albert Schweitzer, and explore all these new dimensions of reality. Not to mention, I can have any kind of sex I want, which is way cool. So I can't adjust light levels, so what?
But that's like one of the things that you do to test if you're dreaming or not, right?
Yeah, like I said, you can totally train yourself to recognize it. I mean, just hit a light switch every now and then. If the lights are on, and you can't turn them off, then most likely you're dreaming. And then you can get down to business. Believe me, it's unlimited. Hey, you know what I've been working on lately? Oh man, it's way
I don't have any, yeah, anything you want me to. Loving you is finding Thank you. We'll be right back. beautiful artifacts. Solve problems, explore the secrets of the physical universe. Savor the input from all the senses. Fill the joy and sorrow, the laughter, the empathy, compassion, and took the most single memory in your travel bag. I remember where I came from and how I became a human, why I hung around, and now my final departure schedule. This way out, escaping velocity, not just eternity, but infinity.
Understand life and live life simultaneously. I do not agree entirely, which is to say, I do not exactly disagree. I would say that life understood is life lived. But the paradoxes bug me, and I can learn to love and make love to the paradoxes that bug me. And on really romantic evenings of self, I go salsa dancing with my confusion. Before you drift off, don't forget, which is to say, remember, because remembering is so much more a psychotic activity than forgetting. Lorca, in that same poem, said that the iguana will bite those who do not dream. And as one realizes that one is a dream figure in another person's dream, that is self-awareness.
Thank you.